Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He loved us, and we'll never forget it, by the way. He loved us. Then he loosed us. That's what it means when it talks about that he washed us from our sins. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He loosed us. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. He loved us when we were dirty, but then he washed us. Aren't you glad he loved you when you were dirty? That while we were yet sinners in that sinning state, Christ died for us. That's what that means. That he washed us. Again, this is pick on Doug today. When Doug graduated, Doug went to Bible college. He graduated in the top of his class. Of course, there are only two people graduated, but he graduated top of his class. It was a good-sized class when he graduated. And wasn't you valedictorian? He was valedictorian. He was going to give that speech, as valedictorian, because he was the top in the class. And he sat up with me before we talked before he would go up. He said, "Now, part of my speech, I'm going to do what can wash away my sin, and I want you to say from the back, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood." We're going to get a revival going in that graduation. He got up there and he said, "What can wash away my sin?" And I left him hanging. Oh, I'll never forget. Do you remember that, Doug? Oh, yeah. And he's still my friend after that. But anyway, what can wash away? Because he loosed us. He washed us with his own blood. Amen. Let me move on. And in verse number 6, he lifted us. He loved us. He loosed us. He lifted us. No longer bond slaves to sin, but kings and priests. You get that? He has made us kings and priests unto God, his Father. Priests. Do you know what? And I'm not saying in a bragging way. But do you know we are special to God? Not because of what we've done, but because of what he's done for us. He's made us kings and priests. Right now, I mentioned about priests. Man. And then kings, one day, we're going to rule and reign with him. He did that for us. One day, we're going to rule and reign with him. And then he says this, in that doxology, "To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We will acknowledge his glory and dominion forever and ever," and all God's people said. I'm talking forever. And forever is a long time. We're going to be, as eternity rolls on, John said, "To him be glory and dominion forever and forever." And then that great word, amen, y'all need to use that a little bit more. What does amen mean? It means, "That's right, preacher. So be it." That's what it means. Truly, truly. And then in verse number 7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him." Before I go any farther, again, this is what the book of Revelation is all about. Verse number 7, in a nutshell, okay? If you can put it in these 5 words. Behold, the word behold is intense. Look, pay attention. Do I have your attention now? Behold, he cometh with clouds. Again, I made the statement, book of Revelation is not all about blood, guts, and hunks of hair, and everything flying. No, it's about the Lord. He's coming. He's coming. And he emphasized that. Then he says, "And every eye shall see him." Now, again, when we talk about the second coming, there's a lot of confusion. There's no confusion in my mind at all when people refer to the second coming. It's the same thing as we talk about the resurrection. Jesus referred to the resurrection as 2 resurrections. Remember, in the book of Matthew, there's resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust. Jesus' words. However, we know when we rightly divide words, truth, there are actually 3 resurrections of the just, but it all encompasses 1 resurrection. Are you following the thought? I think we went through this before. There's the resurrection of the first fruits. That was Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead, along with those saints in Jerusalem. Remember? And by the way, the word is after his resurrection. I know when you read there in Matthew 27 or so, wherever that is, that the graves broke, the rocks and the graves busted open. But it also says they came out after his resurrection. So Jesus was the first to rise from the dead with a glorified body. And then those other saints that they were in Jerusalem. They rose from the dead, and they're glorified. That was resurrection number one with the first fruits. Second resurrection is that main harvest. That's what we're looking for today. When I did a funeral just this past, what did two this past week? One, last one I did, talked about we did the graveside for Annie Ziegler, 105 years old, and I called it resurrection ground. That's resurrection ground, okay? That's the main harvest, where the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the main harvest. And then you had the gleanings. That's the final resurrection of the just, those who lived through the or died in the tribulation period. In the Old Testament, saints, they will get a resurrected body. But it's called the first, there's a resurrection of the just. Same way with the second coming. The second coming is all encompassing the coming of the rapture and the revelation. Now stay with me on this, okay? It's confusing. And the rapture, or the translation, whichever you want to define it, is Christ coming for his saints. The revelation is Christ coming with his saints. So when I think of the second coming, it's all encompassing. It's not two second comings, just like all the resurrections we're talking about. Jesus classified as resurrection of the just, but you understand the different time of the resurrection. Is this confusing to y'all? Okay. Well, let me move on. Matthew 24:30. I have this marked. Oh, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and his glory. This is referring to the revelation of Jesus Christ. It says, then appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. There are no signs preceding the rapture. There are no signs. Okay, we're just listening for a shout. We'll get in as we get farther in our study. But there will be signs for the revelation, okay, as it draws near in the birth pains and as get farther into the tribulation period. And finally, it talks about, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. Well, and he also talked about that all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, they also which pierced him. Zechariah chapter number 12, verse number 10 says this, and I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, these are Jewish people, the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they have looked, and they shall look upon me whom they've pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. What it's talking about here, and in Zechariah 13:6, and one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hand and sight? Said I, and Jesus responds, I received them in the house of my friends. This is what it's talking about here in Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 7, that they also were which pierced him will see him when he comes in the Revelation and he comes and rescues those Jewish people. The Antichrist that surrounded the tribulation period we'll pick up more of this as we go along. But he noticed, he says, even so, amen, amen. And then we see Jesus. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, and all you know that by now, the Alpha and Omega is the first and the last letters in the Greek alphabet. He's the first and he's the last. And by the way, he's everything in between too. He's everything in between. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's God Almighty, which declares that Jesus is God, very God. So next time a Jehovah's Witness comes knocking on your door and tells you that Jesus Christ is not God, you can take them to this. There's many verses. I told you about the book of Hebrews chapter number 1. You take them to Hebrews and they'll hit the road. When God the Father calls Jesus, oh God, I've had him hit the altar, knew the story, and I got to close. About those two ladies, I showed them that scripture. They went down the road, they ain't come back, you know. Oh, God calls Jesus God. And if God calls Jesus God, he's God. And he's called Almighty. He's called Almighty. But Jesus Christ, he's God Almighty. Amen. Our Father, thank you again, Lord, for your word. Lord, for the time we have together, thank you for Jesus. Bless our morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.